Next up, James McKinney is the director of Open North. Really awesome to have him here. What do you got for us, James?
Naomi asked if I could give an example of a successful civic project that uses open data. So I'll be talking about one of our own projects called Represent. So what Represent solves is a pretty simple problem, or one that should be simple anyway, is to tell you who represents you at every level of government. And so to do that, like, you send us, give us an address, a postal code, we look it up and we tell you who represents you. In order to do that, though, you need to have all the electoral districts at every level of government. And so we use pretty much every open data portal in Canada to get those, and then ask the remaining governments, since not every provincial and certainly not every city has an open data portal, to get the remaining electoral boundaries. And then we match that up with representatives that, sadly, only the City of Ottawa and the Government of Alberta publish in any usable format. They publish it in spreadsheets, but everyone else, we have to write scripts that go to their official websites and find, like, where they put the names and put that in, and have those scripts collect the data for us, which requires a lot of maintenance because they're always changing how the website looks. As for a citizen, this is a fairly minimally useful tool just to find out, like, who represents you. But there are some more interesting uses. So, for instance, working with a TAI, we added in candidate information tied to those open data electoral districts so that they're able to make this elections tracker, which gives you information on the candidates, their positions on various issues. I don't think the TAI did this time, but I've seen other elections projects where a news agency asks the same questions to a bunch of candidates, and then we're able to perform analysis, like, to see what exactly the candidate represents and to help you find, like, your best match in terms of candidate. There are also lots of nonprofits, especially environmental nonprofits, using it. The interest for them is that they have, you know, big email lists, and they have these online campaigns where they ask you to, like, visit the page and send a letter to your representatives. So they usually send it to, like, the premiers and environmental ministers, but they also want you to be able to send it to your own MP, and for that they integrate with our Represent web service to power that. So this is environmental defense about toxins in products. And this one has an asterisk because this hasn't happened yet, but we are talking to people about how businesses could use it. So, for instance, this is a Nation Builder. They help political parties, nonprofits, businesses run campaigns often tied with electoral information. So, obviously, a political party would be an easy example. They're trying to get a particular candidate elected. They need access to, like, voter lists. They need to know if you are a voter in that district, so they can integrate our information to expand to Canada. They already have a very good service. A lot of, like, companies like Nation Builder have very good services in the States, and we're talking to a few of them to see if there's any interest in expanding to Canada using our data. And mine's been pretty quick too. I just thought I'd include a quote from one of our users about how the Dogwood Initiative is had a campaign in BC and the expansion of, having oil tankers pass through a particular part of BC, and here's just a quote to that effect. And that's it for me.